from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The sky's the limit, right?
Just really excited to get everything going and get the season started.
It's training camp time.
Yeah, baby!
As the morning shift gives you all the action live from Flowery Branch.
Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, and Bo Morgan.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app for our 2024 Falcons training camp coverage. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Move it that inspires. Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. We are live.
Merry Christmas.
Falcons training camp.
Merry Christmas.
It is the day the players report to training camp. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squidbilly. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon.
I don't even know why
Michael
you say AKA.
P. Johnson.
I don't even know why you say AKA. You just are Squid Billy. You're not AKA. You're not also known as. You're known as Squid Billy.
I'm sorry.
Not an AKA
you want me to redo it? This is Squid Billy, AKA Bo Morgan. How about that?
Yeah, it's like, look, man, it's like me being like, I'm Michael, a.k.a. Mike. Like, no, I'm just Mike, dude. Like, it just is what it is.
Well, but I'm not really Squidbilly because a lot of people call me Squid, or some people call me Squid Shady, or whatever. So, I mean, I've got all these names.
You and I have talked about this before. I just said Merry Christmas. To me, when you look at the calendar, this is probably more of New Year's Day. Or New Year's Eve, I guess, since the first practice is tomorrow.
Start of the new year.
I guess Christmas probably is the first game of the year, if that makes sense. To borrow one of your terms, if that makes sense. I think Christmas is probably day one of the season, but this is like New Year's where you feel like you're starting anew.
Yeah.
Definitely not Thanksgiving or Halloween, I can tell you that.
I think for the fans, that is 100% right. I do believe that New Year's Day is probably for the players and staff.
Sure.
It's probably more of the free agency or draft day kind of stuff. I mean, as NFL fans, we have – the NFL has done this thing where they create like 7 Christmas days for us.
Yeah, right.
It's,
they do a good job of it. I mean –
you know, it's free agency. It's draft day. It's the day training camp starts. It's the first preseason game. For some, it's the opening day. For a lot, it's the start of the playoffs. It's the Super Bowl. I mean, they've done a really good job of it, right? But today is today, to your point, where we start seeing these guys for the first time with new teams, with our team. We see what our 2024 or that year's roster is really going to look like. And I know that it's a bittersweet day for Atlanta Falcons fans, because while we are here exclusively, this is the home on radio. This is the home for Falcons coverage, all right? We are the ones here. We are exclusively here. This is ours. We own this. But for the fans, they normally get to come and hang out with us. They don't this year. But I want everyone to know that this isn't long-term. And this is only due to construction at the IBM Performance Field. And this will not be a forever thing.
No.
Next year, you guys will be back here, but they will have two open practices, Mike, one of which will be at Saturday at Seckinger High School in Buford. And we'll be there from, what, I think 5 to 9, you and I are self-broadcasting?
Yeah, Jersey Mike will be there with us as well.
Yeah.
Don't forget to give him a shout-out. It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a fun week. Listen, let's just go ahead and call it a fun month. Or just a fun 6 months.
No,
all right,
no,
we're headed
it's
in.
Be a fun season, brother.
A fun season. That's a good way to put it.
The brother.
Yeah, we will give. Listen, it's Bo and me today. Tomorrow we do have Maria Martin, which will be a lot of fun chopping up with her. Kelly Price will be back with us on Friday, and then you and I, like you said, live from Seckinger High School. Which I'll be honest with you, the first time I heard of this was about 2 months ago, mid-May. I was not even sure where that even was located.
This
I didn't
Seckinger
know
Seckinger High School.
Well, not I think I've been here a few times. Second-year high school, though, when second-year high school was brought to me, I was like, where is second-year high school? And literally, dude, I'm driving back from Charlotte. I'm going down 85. I'm having this conversation with Dylan on the phone, and I'm like, he's talking about second-year high school. This is mid-May. And I swear, I passed second-year high school on going south on 85. Passed it. I looked over, and I go, man, it's like a new high school over there. I wonder what high school that is. Second-year high school, right there off the side of 85.
Boy, as you know, training camp is more than just driving up here for me. I treat this as a road trip, basically. I drive up to the Buford area where my best friend from college lives. I move in with him and his family for the next, on and off, for the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I was talking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talking to them last night, and I said, yeah. I said, probably going to be up here Saturday with you guys because Friday and Saturday because I got a show from this, I don't know, second year high school. I don't know where it's at. And his wife, April, looks at me, she goes, it's literally 2 seconds from our house. Just, that's actually. Now, their kids go to Buford.
Sure.
She goes, but that's actually our district because Buford is a city school.
City school.
And it's the way it's districted is weird, but they're technically – it's all confusing, but that's where they go. They're like, we would be districts to go there if not. She goes, so that's easy for you. I go, oh, I love to hear that.
Well, we'll also have Dave Archer hang out with us for a little bit on Saturday night. It'd be fun because these stories, there's a million of them, right? I mean, when you go into Falcons training camp, and obviously, like I said, it's Christmas, it's New Year's, whatever you want to call it, it's your birthday. I think birthday is probably like your first rivalry matchup of the year, or the first division matchup of the year. But anyway, so you go into it, and we're going to talk all day today about position battles. We're going to talk about training camp stories. We're going to do a special training camp version of Which One Wednesday with Bo and Dylan, where I actually have Jersey Mike will step in as the judge. He'll be able to kind of utilize the debate format and award somebody a victory. So stories are abound, dude. But you drove up here last night. The weather was crazy at my house. Power goes out for a little bit. Literally had to restart my air conditioning unit. So hopefully everybody was staying safe in the flash flood. I was trying to figure out last night how long it was going to take me to get here from my house. And because of flash flood warnings, it was like a 20-minute delay on 85. So a little bit of craziness. I don't know if you got up here without incident last night.
Well, I started to have road rage.
You don't say.
Well,
digital. So, you have digital road rage all the time in iRacing, so I'm not shocked.
Yeah, especially when the 78 car puts me in the wall and everyone
latest,
on Twitter has to see it.
Latest poll results said 58% people said I caused that wreck.
I'm coming up here, and it's cloudy, and all of a sudden, kind of starts spitting. And I'm like, oh, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, then it started pouring, and I'm in the express lane, which I'm paying for. The 85 North Express Lane.
It's clutch.
But nowhere near the clutch of the 75 North, but because of the price of 75 North for me, and I drive that, and South. But it's very expensive, and it's one lane. And if you get one person who decides that
right.
It's not the express lane, it's the I'm the pace car.
Yeah. If you have Grandma Jean up front, you're not going anywhere.
So then
it's like it turns into a train.
So then it starts raining, and then a car cuts over in front of me, double lined.
I'm sure you
then,
took that one well.
Well,
I'm
then,
sure
then
you were
they,
okay with
then
that.
They do the ultimate red face squid. They turn their flashers on because it's raining.
Yeah.
So now I can't see their brake lights because they're morons and have no idea how this whole thing works. Because most cars, when you turn your flashers on, it disables your brake lights.
Sure.
And they start driving like a grandpa. Then they finally get out of the way, and then the real grandma was in front of me. And I'm like, just if you want to drive like that, just get over.
Right.
I can handle my truck in the rain.
It's pretty easy. Pretty easy to think about. Look, I last night, I'm gonna say this before she wakes up. My wife absolutely fed me the wolves on a DIY project. She decided she was gonna paint, right? And she got irritated because the wallpaper in our dining room had been painted over, So then she's like, I'm going to take the wallpaper down. Well, she takes one sheet of wallpaper down, and she realizes there's two more sheets of wallpaper underneath this wallpaper, right? So then before you know it, the dry wallpaper's coming off. And she looks at me like, I really messed up, man. Like, you're gonna have to save me from this. And I looked at her, and I was like, listen, I will help you once you are done with demolition here. But she's like, we're going to have to redo all the drywall in the dining room. What turned into a simple paint job? A simple paint job turned into me absolutely, completely refinishing the entire dining room with drywall, mud, tape, just all the above. So before she wakes up, I'm going to air that out because I was so mad last night. I walk in there and she's like, hey, you're going to have to help me. Can you help me get this piece of quarter round off the ground? This piece of trim won't come off the door. I was like, absolutely not. This is your project. I didn't start this. I've got three projects of my own going on right now.
Can I make a suggestion that you won't do and no married man that wants to stay married?
I was going to say, only make the suggestion if you know you would do it in my shoes.
You should go to Home Depot on the way home.
Probably will have to.
Buy as much sheetrock as you estimate it'll take.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit more.
That was already in the plans.
All the mud, all the tape, all the essential tools.
Yeah.
And then you should come home and wait until she leaves, maybe to go pick up the kids, and then assemble all of that in that dining room.
Wow.
And then when she comes home, just be sitting there with your feet up watching the fire stick and be like, oh, I got all your supplies.
Look.
It's ready for you when you want to get started.
I can't do that.
And send her a YouTube. To do it all.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why in just a little bit. Also, what happens in player-only meetings? And do they actually work?
I'm so interested to get your side of this because I know what I think of player-only. I know what – all right, let's put this way. The tease. I've been in show-only meetings as a producer, and I know as a producer how at times I have not and have handled them, maybe sometimes in the way I think player-only meetings are. Maybe sometimes I think they're not, but I want to get the player side.
Bo's got questions. I've got answers. That's coming up on the other side of the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.